So here with Drew Willie. Drew, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate you having me.
First off, what is the best talent that you have that nobody knows about?
Best talent that I have? I mean, I can juggle, like, a lot of cool things. Juggling was a big part of, like, elementary school where I was. That and jump roping. And so I can juggle a lot of different things, which is, I guess, a pretty cool talent.
What's the craziest thing you've juggled?
I've done, like, bowling pins. I haven't juggled in a while, but I probably could still do the you know, the bowling pins and things like that. But, yeah, it was, you know, first you start with little handkerchiefs learning as they go up in the air and it comes down very slow. And then you start, you're like, I bet I can juggle that. It's kind of a weird thing. You start thinking of things you could juggle. But, yeah, it's probably a little nerdy, but that's probably my one hidden talent that not many people kind of know about.
So you just want an all-expense-paid trip to anywhere in the world. Where do you go?
Oh, maybe like Ibiza or something like that. Like I got a buddy that's one of my best friends. He's from Greece, and he always tells me how great it is out there. And you know, he always goes in the summer, so he's always, you know, I'm always obviously playing, but he's always telling me how great it is. And that would probably be, I'd go out there.
So if you could take one thing with you to a deserted island, what would you take?
Well, my wife. Yeah, I gotta go with my wife. Yeah, she'd probably get mad if I didn't answer like that. So, yeah, we'll go with my wife.
What's the biggest guilty pleasure song you have on your phone or iPod right now?
Oh, I probably got a bunch. Whether it's, you know, sometimes I like a little poppy music. So maybe like a Carly Rae Jepsen or something like that. Call Me Maybe or something. I've gotten that question already today. So.
You're having dessert, cake or cookies? What are you picking?
It just kind of depends what the cookies are. Probably cookies. My favorite dessert is banana pudding, though, which is really random, but that's definitely my favorite dessert.
What keeps you busy outside of football?
Well, my wife definitely keeps me busy, but, I'll just say different activities. I'm a big fan of just competition, whether it's, we got ping pong and darts and shuffleboard, little things like that. I just try to stay busy. Now that we live in Florida, I play a little bit more golf, which is always fun for me. But, you know, it's, as a football player, you're always trying to sometimes get your mind off the game. So just little things. I like going out with friends and little things like that. So that would be the main things.
What's the best fan interaction you've had in the CFL?
I'd probably say when back in 14, we got off to a hot start and everybody was in that Willy Peg moment where everybody was kind of wearing the Willy Peg shirts and things like that. So it got pretty crazy there for a little bit. And, you know, it's fun. You know, it's just cool to look back on now. But, you know, your family starts texting little things that they saw and little things like that. I saw a car that was painted, you know, that way. And, you know, you just see little things like that that, you know, you're proud of.
If you could pick any super power, what would you be? Or what would you pick?
Definitely flying. I think, you get anywhere quick, right? So I always said, you know, I always liked Batman more than Superman, but I go, Superman definitely has the advantage being able to fly. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's like unfair. I mean, Batman just had the cool gadgets where he could, you know, he could get where you want him to get, but he had to shoot something yeah, I would definitely want to fly.
What's your favorite cheat meal?
Cheat meal? Cheat meal. I'd probably see Chick-fil-A down in Florida. Their sandwiches are really good. They got this place also called PDQ in South, in Tampa. And it's got like chicken tenders and all these things that are with their sauces, and it's legit. So, I mean, it's one of those things where that's probably definitely my cheat meal.
Your favorite CFL road trip city?
Vancouver. I'm a big sushi eater, so... But just I think it's a cool the way it looks with the mountains and the water, and there's just a lot of culture and things like that. But I've always enjoyed, yeah, going out to Vancouver.
Most important question of the day: dogs or cats?
Oh, dogs. We got a dog. We have a Boston Terrier named Wendell, and he definitely runs our house. So it's funny how attached you get to your dogs. I didn't have dogs growing up, but I see how people get very attached now. It's you know, you definitely have a bond that. If you have a dog, you understand, like, you just know how important that bond is. So definitely dogs.
Hey, Drew, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you having me. So nice to meet you guys. Thank you.